You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop yesterday ruled out moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem despite Canberra's strong support for Israel, saying Jerusalem is a final status issue and we have maintained that position for decades. She was responding to resolutions passed at the Liberal Party's annual Federal Council in Sydney, urging the government to relocate the embassy, as well as freeze financial aid to the Palestinian Authority until it stops paying stipends to terrorists and their families. This week, Australia was one of only 8 countries to vote against a United Nations General Assembly resolution condemning Israel's handling of violent protests on the Gaza border. Australia was also the only country besides the United States to oppose the UN Human Rights Council's recent establishment of an investigation into Israel's killing of Palestinians during the violent protests on the border. Gilad Cohen, Foreign Ministry Deputy Director General for Asia and the Pacific, on Friday called on Israelis to root for the Socceroos during this year's World Cup as a sign of our gratitude for Australian support. The Russian embassy in Israel on Thursday evening for the first time hosted its National Day reception in Jerusalem following Moscow's April 2017 recognition of Western Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The event took place in the Russian compound, an historic complex in central Jerusalem, which Israeli authorities handed to Russia a decade ago in a goodwill gesture. Yahya Stakuf, Secretary General of the 60 million member Nadlatul Ulama, the world's largest Muslim organization, held a surprise meeting on Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Indonesian cleric and government official was visiting Israel at the invitation of the American Jewish Committee. Stakuf, an advocate of interfaith coexistence, met with several religious leaders this week, including an event to mark the end of Ramadan, held with local Jewish, Muslim and Christian leaders at the Tower of David. However, his meeting with Netanyahu was not listed on his schedule. Stakuf was heavily criticized in his home country for visiting Israel. He appealed for compassion between people of all religions, which he said could help the Jewish state build ties with Muslim countries around the world. An 18-year-old woman was stabbed and seriously wounded in Afula on Monday. Police arrested her suspected attacker, who had fled to the scene, after a brief manhunt. The suspect was identified by police as a Palestinian man in his 20s from the northern West Bank city of Jenin. It was revealed on Wednesday that Israeli forces the previous week arrested 32-year-old Islam Youssef Abu Hamid, the Palestinian man suspected of killing Ronen Lubarsky last month by dropping a large stone slab on his head. On June the 6th, troops from the Shin Bet and the IDF raided the Al-Amari refugee camp in Ramallah, where the soldier had been killed, and arrested the suspect. As Hamas threatened to launch 5,000 flaming kites and balloons at Israel on Friday, Israeli children at the Gaza border countered with an airborne message of peace. At kibbutz Nir Am, which has suffered a number of fires sparked by burning kites flown from Gaza, children and residents launched balloons carrying lollies towards the Palestinian enclave. Kibbutz members yesterday replanted groves at Nir Am, burnt by the kites, in a message of, "They burn and we plant." Hamas threatened to send 5,000 flaming kites and balloons into Israel on Friday. However, this largely failed to materialize, with many Palestinians busy with the 3-day Eid al-Fitr holiday that caps the fasting month of Ramadan. Nevertheless, incendiary balloons and kites set 11 fires inside Israel, which were extinguished by the fire services and local volunteers. On Thursday, the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the deportation of a Ugandan Jew who sought to make Aliyah. Justice Isaac Amit issued a temporary injunction against Kibita Yosef's deportation. Last month, the Interior Ministry ruled not to recognize Yosef and his community as Jewish for purposes of immigration. The injunction said the ministry had to explain its decision by July 29. The Ugandan Jewish community, also called the Abba Yudaya, was converted to Judaism under the auspices of U.S. conservative rabbis and has approximately 2,000 members. Though not recognized by Israel's chief rabbinate, the Abu Yadua were recognized by the Jewish Agency in Israel in 2016 for purposes of the law of return. However, they seem to have problems implementing the recognition. In December, Israel denied a visa application by a member of the community to study at a yeshiva in Israel, leading to accusations of racism. Yosef, who is staying at a kibbutz in southern Israel, is the first Ugandan Jew to try to move to Israel. Community leader Rabbi Gershom Sizomu has called on Israel to accord his community the same rights as other Jewish communities, while emphasizing that Ugandan Jews are not looking to immigrate to Israel en masse. Israel was hit with heavy rains this week, causing power outages and severe flooding throughout the country, a highly unusual occurrence for mid-June. Residents of Sderot and Ashkelon on Wednesday morning found their vehicles submerged in over a meter of water after storm drains in the southern cities overflowed. Kibbutz Dorot in the south of the country recorded an all-time high rainfall for the month of June. The Meteorological Service measured 64 millimeters of rain in the western Negev on Tuesday morning, topping the previous record in Israel of 50 millimeters of rainfall in a day during the month of June. Sara Idan, Iraq's representative at the 2017 Miss Universe pageant, whose Instagram photo last year with her Israeli counterpart forced her family to flee her country, was cheered and hugged this week by shoppers at Machaneh Yehuda during her visit to Israel. She commented, "It actually felt weird. The people look like my people and the city looks like Damascus, like Syria, and I've been there, so everything seemed familiar to me." While Idana toured the Machaneh Yehuda market, she encountered numerous Israelis of Iraqi origin, one of whom told her she would like to go back to visit Iraq, to which she responded, "Inshallah." The musical, The Band's Visit, based on Israeli film of the same name, was the big winner at the Tony Awards last Sunday, capturing the Best Musical Award and 9 other prizes. The Band's Visit, about an Egyptian band that accidentally winds up in a dusty Israeli backwater, won awards for Best Director, Best Leading Actor, Leading Actress, Orchestration, Sound Design, Original Score, and more. Actor Ariel Stachel, who gave a heartfelt speech about his Israeli-American heritage, thanked the creators of the show for being courageous for telling a small story about Arabs and Israelis getting along at a time that we need that more than ever. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
sbs.com.au